Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
It's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. Love that song. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the small business advocate in the world, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of free stuff there. It's all free, actually. Just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can listen to shows, past interviews, all the segments in the former podcasts. You can download them if you want to take them with you. Listen to them in your car. You can read articles. There are tens of thousands of articles, several thousand Brain Trust members. You can link to their websites when you find them on our site. We give you a link right to their website. You can go over and enjoy them and benefit from them. So it's a great place to hang out, folks, and get smarter about your small business. And I'm very proud of what we've accomplished and are providing there for you over the last 20-plus years. I'd like for you to know more about my books, too, The Age of the Customer. I talked about that a little bit earlier in the previous segment. Some of the things that I talked about are in The Age of the Customer. That's a 4-year-old book. That's an award-winning book. I'm very proud of it. And it's really all about a 10,000-year paradigm shift in the way customers want to be treated. They have new expectations. And I wrote that book about that, The Age of the Customer. It's on Amazon. You can find out more about it at theageofthecustomer.com. And then my new book, The Third Ingredient, The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed, that's out now, and it's won 5 awards. I'm very proud of that book now, brand new book. And it's about another paradigm shift that's happening right now. And this is where you and I are being thrust into the digital age, but without all the digital tools that we need. We're still dealing with all this new digital stuff. But our toolbox is full of analog tools, like our ethics. And this is the challenge we've got, folks. We haven't figured out how to mount a trust on a 9 gigahertz nitrogen-cooled 8-core processor, moving at 9 billion bits per second at 186,000 miles a second. It's like speed of light. We haven't figured out how to do that. We've still got this toolbox full of analog ethics. Now, the ethics that we're going to take into the digital age, my friends, most of them are going to be the same ethics. We're still going to have values. We're still going to have trust. There's still going to be regulations and laws and currency, and it might be cryptocurrency, but there's still going to be those kinds of things. We'll still have contracts. But what we haven't figured out is the leverage that we have at our fingertips right now is coming without the ethical elements. See, in the analog age, whenever you and I got leverage, whenever we would acquire leverage, it would come with the analog ethics. You know why? Because you and I would operate it. All the analog leverage that we used in the analog age was operated by an ethical person, an ethical human. But as you know, the digital stuff, the digital tools, they often operate with no one. They make decisions. They transact business. Some of you make money while you sleep with your e-commerce. Where's the human there when all that's going on to apply the ethics? And if you haven't learned how to mount trust on a 9 gigahertz nitrogen-cooled 8-core processor, then your digital leverage doesn't have ethics. And that's why we're all so anxious these days. The reason why we're increasingly anxious is because of that. Let me give you a couple of examples. One example on one end of the spectrum, one on the other. The bad end of the spectrum was when Facebook got into all their trouble right over the Cambridge Analytica stuff. And Zuckerberg went to Congress and Europe and basically said, we don't know anything about ethics. We don't know how to ethically manage our own business. So therefore, we expect you to have to regulate us. He actually said that, my friends. Here's the CEO, founder of a company, who basically said, we are going to have help managing our own affairs. And he even said, basically, our users aren't capable of it either. Well, he rolled us under the bus with himself because he doesn't know anything about ethical behavior. Zuckerberg knows nothing about ethical behavior. He proved that in those testimonies. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, somebody else who I think is not all that ethical, Jeff Bezos, he is in the process of creating his company of creating facial recognition software. His board is concerned about that. And his own board has told him, and this facial recognition software, that is now a board-approved project. You don't go forward with it until after we approve it. Now that, my friends, is an example of people recognizing that this technology has got to have scrutiny. It's got to have some ethical scrutiny. And that board is, in my opinion, that was a way of them telling him that. It's telling him that whatever he did on the facial recognition software would have to have board approval. That was their attempt, their first step at installing trust, installing ethics on a 9 gigahertz nitrogen-cooled 8-core processor. So good for that board. Good for Amazon's board. We need more of that. You and I need to be doing more of that ourselves when we download apps. Don't download an app that's going to come and get all your stuff on your phone. Just because you can doesn't mean that you should. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.